Thank you for holding. Is this Addison?
It is.
Hey, Addison. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
So far, so good. It's been a busy day, but good problem to have. I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
I understand you were speaking with one of my representatives here about this opportunity to list your business on the first page of the Google search results. Did she do a good job of explaining everything?
Yeah, pretty good.
Okay. Did you have any questions that popped up that you wanted me to answer?
Just pretty much how much it was and how many. I run handyman, pressure washing, lawn, and landscaping.
Gotcha. Okay, hold on. We were originally calling about the lawn care and landscaping. Let me make sure we could cover you for power washing, pressure washing, and handyman. I love the handyman category because if one of those is open, then we could just list you for it. Oh, okay. Yeah. So we have handyman available. When you have handyman, I could do lawn care, power washing, and pressure washing all at once. But you're going to list the business as Simple Man Handyman or Simple Man Lawn Care?
Lawn care.
Lawn care. I mean, it's going to give them the impression that you just do lawn care and landscaping. I mean, obviously, having you show up in the search results page will help a lot as far as landing those jobs, but them seeing you there, I don't want them to confuse you, or to get confused, I should say. Okay. Let me see what's happening here. All right, Hippo. Hall Lawn Landscaping and Handyman. Have you heard of that company, Hall? Hall Landscaping and Handyman?
I have not.
Okay. Johnson City and nearby areas. Okay, that would be the only real competitor for both all of your keywords. He's doing handyman, landscaping, and pressure washing. But before I dive into the details on what to expect from those keywords, I mean, we'll list you for 15 different keyword terms or phrases at a time. So handyman, pressure washing, lawn care, that's only three of them. Power washing would be four, and then landscaping is like five. So we give you 15 total. You can actually hand select what you're found for, but it has to fall underneath that handyman services category. So it's going to limit you to like not be able to do large contracting jobs. You know, you're not going to be able to do like building additions and things like that.
Right.
Okay. Just making sure we're on the same page there. And then I don't think the license is required to be a handyman unless it's over $2,000 for the state of Tennessee. Is that right, or do you know if that's gone up at all, or is it usually under 2,000?
I'm pretty sure that's right.
Okay. The last time I checked, I usually work with the businesses in Tennessee, but I don't think I've actually checked that for an unlicensed contractor. I think it's got to be like under $2,000. All right. And then you don't have a website at all?
I do not.
Okay. All right. Here's what I'm going to have to do. You get texting on this number?
I do. All
right. Here's my offer to you. I want you to be able to see it, though. How's your home advisor program working out so far, by the way?
Really good.
Okay. That tells me a lot. Okay. Are you converting them, though? That's more my concern, is if they're turning into work or not.
Yeah, all of them but one.
Okay. That's pretty good, actually. You know, those leads get...
I thought it was closer. So.
I'm sorry, say that again. The other guy was closer? That's the only reason why you lost it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so their leads, I mean, they put themselves on Google. If you look up handyman in the area, you can see them up there. The leads that they tell you start out, you know, they got them from Google. They pay Google for this type of search engine optimization all over the country. But what they do is they'll sell the lead to you individually. So they'll charge you the lead fee for it, but they sell the lead to like three or four people at a time. It doesn't just go to you.
Right.
Right. So what my customers have found is, you know, if you list yourself independently on the first page of Google, it puts you in position for people to contact you directly without subjecting yourself to the lead fees or the saturation of the lead going to three or four other guys. I'm sure you could see a value in that, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, as far as cost, that's going to be the deciding factor. I know that's why you said, you know, you want to know the price. And I can understand you starting with that. So as far as pricing, you know, typically, even for our smallest package, you know, you're looking at $299 on a month-to-month basis. But what I was thinking I could do, if you want to come on board with us today, I can get you that pricing structure of $299, but I'll upgrade you to that platinum package bundle. It's advertised at $599, and I'll lock you in at the discounted price of $299, but in that platinum package bundle, you'll also get your .com website handled too. That's a full-blown custom website design where we could display some examples of your work. Maybe some like before and after shots of some pressure washing jobs or some landscaping work. You know, and just have something to represent up there aside from, you know, your reviews and your Google verification badge, et cetera. I want to be able to kind of separate you from the guys that are up there already have reviews. Like Hall Landscaping and Handyman's got 24 of them. But I looked at his campaign and he's on kind of like this platinum bundle where they're also doing like Facebook ads, Bing Local, and the popular directory submission. So he's on like Yelp and Yellow Pages. He has a full A to Z campaign like that. So, you know, you're getting all the same bells and whistles to match what they have. We're just reducing the monthly price to the essential cost of $299 as part of your new in business credit. And then I'll also be able to waive all setup fees and put it on a month-to-month basis. So you don't have to commit to like a year or anything like that. We'll just go 30 days at a time, and then there's a tracking system included. So you'll be able to clearly differentiate what we're bringing to the table versus what you're getting from HomeAdvisor and your other platforms.
All right.
Okay. If I could approve a package. Oh, sorry. What was that? I didn't mean to cut you off.
You're all right. Can I give you a call back here in about an hour?
We actually get out of here in about an hour. Pretty much what's happening, like, we're just a partner of Google. We're not actually Google. We're a premier partner, so we're right next to them. But when a spot opens up, they send the list over to my reps like Tara, the one that you were talking to in the beginning of the call. They're in, like, a boiler room, like, call center downstairs, and they basically just call out down the qualified candidates list until we fill that spot. Once we fill that local listing, we close out the category, so we won't be able to work with anybody else in the area that provides the same services. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. I didn't know if I explained it properly, because it's kind of like a digital billboard. If you look up Handyman right now, there's only going to be three slots that show up there next to the map. We can only work with one guy per industry, per service area. So, you know, once we fill this listing that we have open, you know, we're allotting all our focus for this industry and area to that client. We're not going to be working with any other competing companies. He would solicit that space. Can I ask what were your concerns about moving forward with a package like this?
Just financial stuff.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought it was something to do with the campaign. I'm like, man, I tried to beat out pretty much any possible offer that you could get on it. I mean, the website alone is usually going to run you more than $299. That's a custom website design.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, if you tried it for a month and left, we would actually lose money, you know. But our goal is for you to love it and continue to use it as your long-term marketing solution. I even feel like, you know, even after the first month, you'll probably end up leaving HomeAdvisor. I know it's going good for you, but, you know, the volume, in order to attain this kind of volume, you know how many lead fees you'd have to buy? You know, it'd be a lot more than $299 every month, you know. I think their leads, even on the low end, are like $30, right?
They're 20.
They're 20, yeah. So, I mean, 20 times 20 is $400, you know? So if you're just getting, like, one of those a day, you're already spending more than $100, and that's if you're getting the low leads, you know what I mean? We can get you a lot more opportunity than that without you having to spend so much just by listing you independently and cutting out the middleman that's marking it up. You'll also have a lot better closing percentages because these people are actually calling you live. and the leads aren't going to three or four other people. So it's not like they're listening to all of you, seeing who's got the lowest rate. You know, they're actually picking you based on quality more so than price shopping.
I'm still here. I'm just thinking.
No, it's all good. I want to give you time. I don't want to just kind of like, you know, I want to make sure if you have any questions or concerns that we get them addressed, that we're all on the same page. I'm doing some research myself here. So have you ever heard of Google Analytics before?
I have not.
Okay. So Google Analytics is a public site. It allows you to actually go on there and you can see like what people are searching for the most in your industry. So for power washing and pressure washing, just in the last 30 days, there's been 1,812 searches within a 40-mile radius around Churchill. So I'm not saying that you're going to get, you know, 1,812 phone calls by us listing you under power washing and pressure washing, or that you'd even want that many phone calls, right? But that's a healthy number to see. I mean, even if you're the worst salesman in the world, you know, 90% of searches start and stop right here on the first page. People aren't going to page two or three. So, you know, you should be able to do pretty well with it as long as you're answering your phone and, you know, you continue to get good reviews. Not considering we're also listing you for the handyman, lawn care, landscaping categories as well, which is still peak time of the year for those also.
You cut out, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just telling you, it's also peak time of the year for lawn care and handyman services, too. And then, aside from just Google, you'll see in that platinum package, we list you on the first page of Bing. They have a top five recommended option there. And then you also get Facebook ads. So I don't know if you've ever, like, searched something online and then hopped onto your Facebook page and you notice how something's, like, following you. It's almost like, what the heck, were they listening to me, you know? Yeah, so those are Facebook ads, so we'll have those campaigns too where you get remarketed to people who have looked for a service that you provide in your area. Also, if they're doing an active search on Facebook, they'll be able to see you as top recommended. So they don't even got to look up your business name. They'll, just like on Google, if they look up a service you provide on Facebook, they'll be able to see you there as top recommended option, call you directly. So you're talking Google, Bing, Facebook, and then the 60 directories or things like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Amazon Alexa voice search results, the Google mobile platform submission, which is actually a big deal. About 80% of searches on Google are done on a mobile device like an iPhone, Android, or tablet. So your bases are covered in that directory submission as well as a top recommended option. And then, you know, all the other directories. I mean, basically, with a platinum bundle like this, you shouldn't need any other forms of online advertisement. We should be covering all your bases. The only things that we wouldn't be covering would be, like, your Home Advisor by Angie's List listing. Or if you did, like, House, those guys are, like, pay-per-lead services that operate independently. But you already have those, right? So.
Yeah, I'd be willing to give it a try.
Yeah, you'll love it. I mean, it's not going to take you longer than 30 days to see the difference, too. It's really apples and oranges. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. You only got to create your Google business profile one time for as long as you own your business. This is what's going to hold all your reviews. We'll also verify you, so you'll have you'll be a Google verified business. So on the first page of the search results, you can only have one phone number listed there. Did you want to use this line that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay, so 423-617-2813?
That's correct.
All right, and you spell your first name A-D-D-I-S-O-N?
E-S-O-N.
E-S-O-N, okay. And then what's your last name, Addison?
Webb, W-E-B-B.
Okay, and you're the sole owner of Simple Man Lawn Care, right?
I am.
Okay. And then what's your business email? I'm going to send you everything in writing. That way you have it in black and white because of the discounts that I applied.
SimpleManLawnCare2@gmail.com.
SimpleManLawnCare2 It's the number 2, right? Not spelled out?
Correct.
Okay. At Gmail. All right, perfect. And then Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. This will have that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are. I can hide your address if you don't want it displayed, but I do need to send that postcard. So what's the street address that I could send that to?
734.
Mm-hmm.
Ordnance Drive, ORDNANCE.
Ordnance Drive, found it. 37642. Oh, what was the apartment number?
D4.
D4, okay. And it's 37642, right? The zip?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I got it. Let me go ahead and update this for you. And then do you want me to hide the address since it's a residence?
Yes.
Okay. So you'll still see city, state, and zip on your Google business profile. They just won't be able to see the actual, like, address or get turn-by-turn directions. The PIN will still show, but it'll be so vague they won't be able to get it, you know, to your exact residence. It'll just be, like, in the nearest cross street. And then for the website, do you have, like, photos or of work that you've done in the past or, like, a company logo that we could use for the site?
I do.
Okay. I'm going to send you a text right now with an email address. It's just photos@localsplash.com. If you could send them there, that'd be awesome. And then you're currently not licensed or insured, right?
Correct. I'm working on it.
Okay. So it's something that you intend to get, though?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have, like, an estimated time where you might complete that? Doesn't have to be exact, but just to give us an estimate so we can tell Google?
Within the next month, hopefully.
Okay. So put around a month. I'll give it like a month to 2 months on there. Because then they'll call you up, and then if you want to switch the keywords, we can start targeting larger jobs. But by that time, we'll already have a bunch of reviews built up and some jobs under our belt. Wouldn't cost you anything extra. It would just be about switching the keywords. So that way we're getting you larger opportunities. Okay. But they like to verify that because they tell the customers that are searching that you've been Google verified and that you're, you know, licensed and insured when they're Googling for those types of services. And then, did you get those 2 text messages?
I got one of them.
Okay. Here, let me send the other one again. The other one's going to be my direct number and extension.
Yeah. I got it.
Oh, you got it? Okay. Let me go back.
Yep.
All right. All right, perfect. Yeah, so the photos at Local Splash, send in the logo and then any photos. And then obviously as new jobs come in and you get more photos, just continue to send them there. We'll use those not just for your Google business profile, but for your website and for the Facebook business page. Update. Okay. And then how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed on Google?
You can do 8 to 9.
8
a.m. 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
9 p.m. Okay. Go Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too?
I work Saturday.
Okay. So go 8 to 9 Monday through Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay. Sunday closed?
Yeah.
Okay. And can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I usually just do cash and check or Cash App.
Okay. Cash check and Cash App accepted. Okay, submit. All right, perfect. So I got your business profile created. They're going to send out your Google PIN verification letter today. When you receive that in the mail, there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it that I'm going to need from you. So you could text me, you could call in with it, whichever's more convenient for you, but try to make sure we get that little 5-digit number as soon as possible so we can go ahead and post you.
Okay.
All right. And then there's going to be a client interview. Client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window in case you the call goes over or you have extra questions. What's a good time for you tomorrow?
Can you do Wednesday?
Ooh. We try to get it done as soon as possible. You got to remember, we're building a website, so we got to, like, purchase your domain name, start developing content with graphic design right away. So we want your input you know, on the site before we start, like, doing any heavy lifting on it. I mean, the latest we could do tomorrow, if you're, like, if you have a really busy schedule, we could do, like, this time tomorrow, like, 6 to 7 Eastern Standard.
Yeah, that should work.
Okay. I'll set it tentatively. Like, I'll send you a calendar invitation, and I'll text you 1 hour before. If something pops up or changes in your schedule, just let me know. You know, worst case scenario, we can move it over to Wednesday, but I want to try to get everything going as soon as possible. Being it's a month-to-month service, you know, we try to get you return on investment as quickly as we can, so that way the chances of you continuing to use it are higher, you know.
Right.
We don't want to put in all this hard work into a site and then have it only be up there for, like, you know, a week before your next bill rolls around. And then that's all bad, you know. So, not saying you won't see good numbers after a week of being up there, but rather have more time.
Right.
All right. So I just sent you that calendar invitation there. And like I said, I'll text you an hour before just to give you a heads up. You'll get, like, a reminder message. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Can I do a money order?
Oh, no, we don't do money order. You can use, like, a business account or a personal account. They accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. And then we'll send you the invoice receipt, the outline of the agreement in writing for you to sign off on. And then we also send a hard copy over to your email. That way you have it on file as well.
Okay.
So we text it and email it to you. So, did you want to use, like, a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
I'll do a Visa debit.
Okay. And it's under your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
Okay, so just Addison Webb. And then is the billing address the same as the business street address that we're sending your PIN verification letter to?
It is.
Okay. All right, I'm ready for you, Addison.
4294-4294-1380-1380-3941-3941. 3112.
3112. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
3/26.
3/26. Okay, and there's a three-digit code on the back.
725.
Okay. Now I'm going to walk you through a voice verification as an added form of protection for you. If I say anything that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Simpleman Lawn Care.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Addison Webb, owner-operator.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Simple Man Lawn Care today?
I am.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
I am.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, Addison, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
I do.
Okay. And in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
I do.
Okay. That's just to make sure that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you. Like I said, you shouldn't need anything else with the way that I set this campaign up, but if you're not sure, just double check so that way you don't pay for something you already have or duplicate anything.
All righty.
And it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. Your first month's payment will be non-refundable due to the discounts that are applied. For the initial term and account setup, it will be charged today. It is July 31st of 2023, and the discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. So you're getting all content in our Platinum package that'll be outlined in your service agreement. I've included the custom website design for you at no additional cost, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with this campaign. So when your term is completed, it's set up to automatically renew each month on the 31st day in the discounted price of $299. If there are not 31 days in that month, it'll roll over to the first day. Okay. Now it does state here in the fine print, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next billing date, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
All right. So I'm going to process the payment. When the payment clears, you're going to receive a confirmation text message with an outline of the agreement in writing. I'm going to need you to sign off on that. And then you're also going to get another text message asking you to send in a series of photos that'll help us do your Google verification. So it'll ask, like, do you have a work truck that you use?
It's just my personal truck.
It's a personal truck? Okay. It'd be a good idea to list it as a work truck, honestly, and get a business account, Addison. You sound kind of young, but smart if you're running a business already. But you should get a business account and then, like, list the business as a work, or the car as a work vehicle. So that way, like, you could just write off all your gas, all that stuff. Like, you know what I mean? All this stuff is a business expense. Like, we send you the receipt, so you'll still be able to write this off when you do your taxes. You'll get it back that way, too. But I would definitely try to establish that. That's just as important as the license, man.
All right. Like a business bank account.
Yeah, yeah, because then it differentiates everything, and then everything you put on that card, you could just write it off as a business expense, and then you're not having to pay taxes on it. That's like the major benefit to having a business and being a business owner, is you get all these write-offs. What do you think Trump's been doing all this time? You know? But yeah, I mean, you'll still be able to write this off, like, even if you don't have the business account, but I would highly recommend it. Just kind of separating the two. That way when you do your taxes later, you can just go to your bank and get a printout of everything on the business card and then give it to your tax guy. And then you're just, you know, you're good. You probably pay him like $100. He files it all for you and you don't owe anything that way if it's written off as a business expense.
All right.
Just some food for thought. You know, I've been doing this for 11 years myself. Our company's been around since 2004, so I've worked with a lot of business owners. I've worked with young guys where they're like, I sign them up, they're like 18, and, you know, they're still with us now. They're 25, 26 years old, you know, and I kind of walk them through that stuff. So there's more that we'll be able to help you with aside from just the, you know, first page placement on Google and getting your website and everything up and running. We want to make sure that your business is successful. At the end of the day, I mean, if you don't get paid, we don't get paid, right? It's a month-to-month service, so.
Wow.
You know, if there's things like that that you have questions on, you know, our company's filled with business professionals that every client that we work with across the United States is a business owner, so we would definitely be able to help you with those kind of things, too, if you have questions like that, and maybe you don't have somebody around that you could ask them to or haven't gone down this path before. But did you get those text messages?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yep. So there's also an app that's going to help you track this. They're going to send it to you separately at the end of your client interview tomorrow. But it comes in the form of a downloadable app, and then there's like a little YouTube video. It's about like 9 minutes long. It'll show you how to use your tracking system. And that's really a really good tool too. Like if you're out in the field a lot and you're working on a job, maybe you're missing some calls. This will pipeline their information so you can call them back when you have free time. You'll also be able to like request reviews from clients, you know, monitor the full success of the campaign, monitor your billing, everything like that. It'll be like your centralized hub for everything, rather than you have to hire somebody to answer the phone or driving yourself crazy trying to keep track of everything that's going on.
All right.
All right. But there'll be an outline of the agreement in the first message, and the second one is going to ask you to send in photos. The one that says localsplash.com/Google. Fill that out as much as you can. I know you're not licensed, but you intend to get it here in the next month, so I've noted that. So the section that's asking for a license, don't worry about it. But everything else, like, try to fill it out as much as you can. And then if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, just reach out to us, okay?
All righty, will do.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. I'll let you get back to the rest of your evening, and then we'll circle back with you tomorrow between 6 and 7 for your client interview, okay?
All right. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I'm looking forward to working with you, bud. You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. You're welcome.